AP News on December 24th. I'm Shelley Adler. Everyone's talking about the weather this Christmas Eve after this week's brutal storms.
The storm downing power lines, leaving people without electricity, littering highways with piles of cars and deadly accidents. Meteorologist Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says more than 180 million people are under some form of wind advisory.
High temperatures are only forecast to be in the single digits to teens for many locations from the Midwest into the Northeast.
The bad weather creating mayhem for holiday air travelers.
Coming in and out of some of the big cities across the Northeast should be better today than it was yesterday. But, you know, the temperatures remain cold and the winds are going to remain gusty. So there still may be some travel delays for folks who are flying.
I'm Julie Walker.
Some good news for those traveling by car this weekend. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
The national average this morning is up just slightly overnight to 309 per gallon. That's still 47 cents a gallon lower than a month ago, and prices now 20 cents lower than they were last Christmas.
But the price of gas could be bottoming out.
That's simply because the price of oil has jumped about $9 a barrel in the last week and a half, on optimism that China is starting to reopen its economy, and that's going to boost consumption.
The lowest price in the country, $2.16 a gallon in Casper, Wyoming. Overseas now, where the Taliban government in Afghanistan has ordered all foreign and domestic non-governmental groups to suspend employing women. It's the latest restrictive move by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers against women's rights and freedoms. The order came in a letter from the economy minister on Saturday. This is AP News.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Roundup. Tourists crowd sacred sites as one of the stars of Holy Land pilgrimage destinations is rising again as pandemic restrictions subside. Bethlehem is located in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, just a few miles southeast of Jerusalem. The traditional birthplace of Jesus is usually a hotbed of tourists, but business owners like Saliba Nissen say the pandemic made the city of pilgrims a city of ghosts.
No tourists, no nothing.
The head of the Bethlehem Hotel Association says the rooms are all booked up.
I see it as 100% occupancy for the 3 nights.
Workers are moving quickly to craft products for Christmas shoppers from abroad. Bassem Jakhaman's family has owned the Blessings Gift Shop for more than 3 generations.
So even though this year was better, I still need a bit more time, a couple of more years.
Although tourism hasn't fully recovered, this year's influx of visitors is a welcome improvement and an encouraging sign. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.